Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul. Today, I'm excited about this topic. We're going to be talking about how to start a profitable business during a recession. So it's no surprise to anyone what's happening in our economy here in the United States of America. Now, it may be globally as well. I haven't checked those stats. But I wanted to give you a few tips on what you can do if you were thinking about starting a profitable business before the pandemic happened and before all of the layoffs that's happening here in the United States. We have a lot of companies that have had to shut down, like restaurants, and slowly they are starting to pick back up and reopen. But I wanted to shed some light that if you were thinking about opening up a business, but the recession has, or the pandemic has kind of put like a damper on you wanting to push through to open up that business, I want you to not just put it on the back burner, but I want you to take a closer look and start thinking about using some of these strategies on what you can do to take advantage of what's happening right now in our economy. The truth of the matter is a lot of companies, a lot of small business owners, entrepreneurs, because of this pandemic, if you were online, the online industry just boomed as far as courses and summits and virtual conferences, et cetera. Even online ordering for e-commerce when it came to, you know, products like masks and we saw, you know, people ran out of hand sanitizers, et cetera, the essential things that we need. So there is still a market, and a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of businesses have made a lot of money. They have exceeded, some of them just went over even what the yearly projections were. They did that within the last 9 months instead of, they reached their goals within 9 months instead of waiting all the way, at the end of the year, which is the 12 months. And so I want you to take a second look and don't give up. If you were thinking about starting a business, you're still able to do so. So at first, the first thought, you might be tempted to think that a recession is the worst possible time to start a business. This certainly isn't the case. Some very profitable businesses, like I mentioned, were launched, and even those that were already in business during times of this recession, because they took advantage of some of the key factors that are available. With some smart and creative thinking, you can have your business launched in no time. If you have a clear plan, you can make this happen regardless of the state of the economy. So here are some tips that can help you take advantage of the recession to get your business off to a great start. Number one, startup costs can be low, or it can be lower. It's less expensive to start a business during a recession than at other times. This is because other businesses are offering deals left and right, and it is so true. You might be able to get lower advertising rates, as well as deals on supplies, inventory, services, and more. I know when the pandemic really started, and we were like all cramped at home, and we had to quarantine, and we couldn't go out, etc. I know that I even put some of my courses at a very, very low price. Some of them were down more than 50%. There were like some courses that I was like at 70%, where I put it down really low. So if someone wanted to start like a call center, because I do have a call center and I teach other entrepreneurs to start their call center or business startups, people that are interested in that industry, I know they were able to take advantage. A lot of people took advantage of the low price that I was offering at that time. So this is so true. I want you to start thinking about that. There were a lot of certifications that I myself took because the prices were ridiculous. Some of them were like 90% off. And I was like, I can't pass that up. It was some other skill I learned, or I enhanced some of the skills that I have for me to be able to make that happen. Number two, take advantage of advertising. In addition to lower ad costs, you may also find that competitors have their guard down. They may be counting on the fact that there aren't any new competitors, or maybe their financial situations may warrant them cutting out advertising altogether. This leaves their customers ripe for snatching. And I know that sounds ugly, but it's a competitive feel out there. If you're a business owner, you're always looking at your competitors to see what they're doing and to see how you can close the gap and how you can gain more customers. Now, also, I know online there was a lot of influencers that were offering a lot of great deals. A lot of them dropped into my DM on Instagram and ask and say, hey, we're running these packages. We want to know if you're interested. And so take advantage of that. Number three, provide excellent customer service. You guys, this is my biggest, and it should have been my number one, but it's my biggest thing because I am a big customer service driven individual. I believe in it. I am an expert in CRM, customer relationship management software, where the life cycle of the customer is so important, building relationships, retention, having retention with your customers, etc. Excellent customer service matters, you guys. Between two businesses, with all things equal, the company with the better customer service always wins. People remember that great service they received, and that is going to keep them coming back for more and more. After all, people always desire to be treated well. In a recession, it's possible that your competition has cut back on the customer service efforts as well. We don't know what's happening to them. This gives you the opportunity to come in with top-notch service. Always remember that. Put your customer service at a very high level, if not your number one, when it comes to servicing your customers. Number four, offer bonuses. In a recession, people are more likely to pay serious attention to the businesses that are giving better offers, better deals. You can open your new business with a bang by beating out your competitors with an excellent deal. So if you're a coach, you know, and your services are by the hour, offer them an hour and a half. Offer them for you to come back and do a follow-up call with them. If you're a product-based business, go ahead and offer them maybe a smaller sample of whatever it is that they're buying. So if you're selling candles, make smaller candles and add that to them. There's always ways you can add bonuses. You can probably give them a coupon where they can get 10% off of that product. Or even for them signing up on your email list, sign up and get an immediate coupon. All of those things are great. In a recession, people are more likely to pay attention to serious offers. They absolutely love that. So do not miss out on that. Number five, excellent employees or excellent temp, excellent contractors. During a time of recession, you may find some excellent candidates when it comes time to do your hiring. Because of other companies are downsizing, laying off, as we see a lot of people right now, we're at a ridiculous number of people that are unemployed. You can snatch up some appreciative and loyal people that are knowledgeable and well equipped to start working for you. You can get a pool of VAs. You can, one of the places I will tell you that you can go and look for employees is Upwork.com. It's an excellent place. This is where I get people as well. So this is great. Get a head start. So get a head start on a lot of things that you are doing, or when you start your business during a recession, you get a good head start over other businesses that may be waiting for a better time to launch. Because a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, this is a recession. I may not know what's happening. I don't know what the future holds. And so I was a little hesitant for me to move forward also in my business when the recession happened, because there were a lot of changes that we had to make. But this means that if you go ahead and you get a head start, this means that by the time they do launch, you'll be that much further ahead of the game. Not that you're in any competition, because I always say you're not in competition with no one. You're in competition for yourself. Okay. I always say I'm in competition with myself. And so, but doing those things will give you a head start, and that's going to be great for your business. Also, it's going to give you a boost where you're saying, hey, I did this and I did this during the recession. Number seven, and I know I talk about finances and I talk about law of attraction and attracting and having more, and you're supposed to always think in abundant, but also be mindful of what you're spending, right? Be mindful of what you're spending. Okay. Be mindful of what you're spending. Make sure that you have money set aside. Yes, money is an unlimited resource and it's always flowing in my life. I say this affirmation quite often, and it's true. However, we have to be responsible with the money that we have. So be mindful. Starting in times of recession forces you to be mindful about your business activities. So you can look to see, do I really need this software? Okay, this software can do this as well. So maybe I don't need that software. Because of the recession, you'll make it a point to search for the best prices and the most efficient ways of conducting business. You may do it this way simply because you have to, but in the long run, you'll learn a very important lesson that can enable you to run a profitable business for years to come. That means if you're able to push through and you're able to launch this business during this time, during a recession, then what's going to happen is that you have a competitive edge. You're like, hey, I launched my business during this recession. You can launch and operate a successful business during a recession. Just think of what you can accomplish once the economy booms back up, and it will. Nothing will stay the same. It is going to come back up. So instead of waiting for the right time, the right time is now. Take action today. Implement that business. Do not sit down and wait. Do not sit down and wait. Start the business and do it now. All right, beautiful souls, that was it for another episode. Hope to see you next week. Here, sending you peace, love, and light.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings. And at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode. And leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.